Spiritual advancement is not based on the miraculous powers that fulfill desires. Spiritual advancement is the evidence of timing in your daily life. The timing of the daily events in your life is the evidence that creative consciousness is directing the survival. And when you are conscious and recognize it moment to moment, in the simplest little incident, you know without doubt that your spiritual consciousness is expanding. Merging with the unified field. And if ever you're in doubt of the ability to perform miracles or want them, this evidence happens so fast that you are amazed that there really is no craving for miracles. Because the very fact that you're breathing and you're conscious and you contain the 144 elements divided into four categories, you're the embodiment of this reality. And the I Am presence in you is the freedom and the individuality. Each one of us falls under one of the categories set up by nature's laws. That's why three wise men went to look for Jesus. The four categories are air, known as gas, temperature, known as fire, liquid, known as water, crystalline, known as earth. And they are all held together in the unity of the I Am presence called Sonix. You and I are the embodiment of it. The more you live with it on a conscious level and make every attempt to transcend unconsciousness, the promise is there. I Am presence, give protection to all. It is not a search outside of yourself. It is an acceptance of your structure of yourself. And the journey is not someplace out into the nebulous. It is the moment-to-moment relationship. Free men all, women, Lord of the Sun, Lord of the elements, your true nature. And to him that overcometh, I will not send forth a second time. What is it we have to overcome? Unconsciousness. There are no sins but misapplied decisions. We have to correct them. There is no way out because there's no something for nothing universe. So it's known as relativity. Right brain, left brain. Yet in the unity of this flow of right brain, left brain, or duality, the unity is aliveness. It's a strange word. It doesn't have geometry. That it has every essence of feeling that you can generate and continue to generate, and you'll never run out of words to describe it. And that aliveness is the peace, the strength that all the wise men talk about, that they have come to remind us or give us or reinforce in ourselves. No one can take it from you. No one can give it to you. But you give it to yourself by becoming conscious of it, and that's the Christ in you. If you're unconscious, then the Christ in you isn't working. When you're conscious all the time, then the Christ in you is working. The Christ in you is consciousness present in the vibratory creation. This is a creation. It's all vibration. It exists as 144 elements in the electromagnetic field and chemistry. But the consciousness, the awakeness, the synchronicity is the Christ in you. That is the sun or the light of God, present in the vibratory equation, present in you. And the creative principle itself is present in creation and outside of creation by holding it up together. So we call it God realization. The container and the contents are one and the same. The contents need to be reminded that it's in a container. We need to be reminded daily of the contents of the universe, that if we become unconscious, we stagnate. And the more we are conscious, the more alive we are. And then when we merge with the container by staining or wetting the container, we are one with it. So you and the Father are one in consciousness, which then guarantees beingness. And beingness is functioning. Yet each one of us have certain roles to live out by the decisions we make with our individuality. No two of us are alike. And that is referred to as the cross of life. Not something bad. It's the process, or like the actor, trained in acting, takes a role to play, to make the movie. You can make your role come alive, or you can just drag through it. But the same reward is waiting at the end of the movie, the cosmic Oscar. It's called immortality of the cells, the pillar in the creation, a non-decomposing mechanism, the freedom from the limitation, and the opportunity is in the now, which you call the horoscope. And so some of us are fire signs, some are water signs, some are air signs, and some are earth signs. But you pick a role to work through by volunteering. So you're never left alone. Though it may seem that way, that if you check back from many ways, every moment is well accounted for. And if this is any consolation, our horoscope is 50-50. 50 minus, 50 plus. So they cancel themselves out in the end, in one whole lifespan. The break even. The only problem with it is, that's what's so unique about it. The encounter with the problems in the movie of your role, it's not sequential, it's random. Which keeps you alert, lest you drift away into the humdrum of routine. So you can look back over the years and see the wonderful surprises that you've gone through in the random state. And none of the instances are permanent, because it's constantly popping up to challenge you, to free you from attachment or psychological rust. That's the only thing that breaks us down. The psychological corrosion of attachment. And if you've seen the picture Cocoon, that's a good indication of the interaction with yourself, not to be locked down, fixated, but to be flexible. Flow, because that's the avenue for greater things shall you do or have. And if you don't keep flexible, then those opportunities don't crystallize. Thanks for the lovely visit. Brothers and sisters, I love you all. Thank you. I'm looking forward to indulge.
Service. You to live without eating.
Is there a solid food one should take when one has a cold or the symptoms there?
When you have a cold, you're either too acid or too alkaline. Mm-hmm. So you must know your blood type. And type A and AB will get acid, B and O will get alkaline. So each type is different, and therefore you need certain types of food. I think Mr. Rossi, what type are you?
Oh.
So he needs a white donut. Now if you're a type A, if the type A, I'd give the type A an orange. Do acid, do need alkaline. The type O, like him and myself, we both need a white donut if we get a cold.
How about the sore throat?
Well, that's, again, do you know your blood type?
Mm-hmm.
What type?
A.
A, then you need an orange. You get into acid. See, the A tends to be acid, and the AB tends to be acid, and B and O tends to be alkaline. Mm. So little is medicine, too much no good. So, and you hear people say, don't eat white donut. He says, that's not totally valid. If you're sick, right, if you're sick with a cold, or you're a type O type, it's very valid to cure it. But if you're a type A type, it'll make you more sick.
I never do a cold, I can't have a cold.
When you were talking before about the different endocrine systems, endocrine glands, you know, going up the spinal column, what are the endocrine glands that are with the second and third chakra?
Well, in what direction you're traveling?
Oh, me.
You said second and third chakra.
Ascending, yeah.
It just depends on what direction you're going in. So you have your pituitary and your pineal and your thymus. They're in the top part. And then you have your adrenals. And you have in the sacrum and in the coccyx. So the gonads, each one have a different reaction. They're divided between the navel to the head and from the navel down to the foot. So each one has different actions. So if one does not have preference over the other, it's just in the direction you're working with. So if a person has a hypo condition, then the lower ones are working too slow. Upper ones are working too fast. And if they have a hyper condition, the lower ones are working too fast and the upper ones are working too slow. So you get very hyper.
You read about balancing the chakras and Rudy Jordan's different
techniques. Well, those are ideas that have come down for the, let me say, we're balancing them. The glands themselves can only go in two speeds, fast and slow. And it depends on what the person is suffering from, or throw it off. And so the respiration is the cause of it going too fast or too slow. It can't go fast or slow if the respiration is not off. And that's where the whole purpose of poking you into a wall socket turned. And so when you cut the cord and you breathe, everything is working on time. And that's what they call normal functioning. And then the function goes too fast or too slow, then you have a problem in the body. Then there are the upper ones that can go too fast or they can go too slow. And the lower ones can go too fast or too slow. So that's what you have to establish, what the person is doing. And there are many techniques that have been developed over the years to stabilize them, but never take into consideration the pressure of going fast and slow by the breathing. Today now the doctors know that if you don't stabilize the breathing, the whole body goes off. So they're going back to the timing, and this is the thing that is showing up over the years of working, that timing is playing a more important role in the health of the human body than anything else. They're going to call it in the future chromobiology. This, the biology of chromo, which means time, C-H-R-O-M-O, chromo, biology. Mm-hmm. So it will be known as time-related biology. And that's the essence of physics today. So the more you're conscious of the time, and the more you're conscious of the movement of the pressure, then you can correct a lot of the things. See, the natural holistic methods are valid, but they're founded, are rooted in timing. just like the car outside there. If it ain't time, it ain't going no place. So health is one particular fact that is rooted in timing. So when we talk of the glands can't do anything more than constrict and dilate. And if they constrict too soon, or they dilate too late or too soon, then you have problems in the body. But that would be observed right away by the respiration and the blood pressure. But all down the track of the anatomy, they're all going too fast or too soon. So they usually label you as high pressure, low pressure, and all the diseases related to A to Z in a high pressure or low pressure level. And what they're more concerned in the pressure is the transportation of the sugar through the bloodstream, and how the glands interact to constrict and dilate to transport it. So if you have your pancreas, which is an endocrine gland, and that's along the back, in the curve of the back, lumbar region, if it's going too fast, it's located on the left side of the body, then the first indication is called hyper, it's too fast, and it's sugar, because it's what it's transporting, it's called glycemia. And hypoglycemia is a technical name for sugar moving too fast, and the pancreas is involved in the movement. But the pancreas can't move the sugar if the pressure is not sustained by the respiration. So the person that breathes, if their pressure is off, then you have a problem in the organs or the glands. If the pressure is not off, then it's normal. So all the medical person is doing is checking pressure and substance in transportation and labeling it as a disease, meaning the body in a state of ease is gone off its ease and is disturbed. So disease means a disturbed normal ease rhythm. It don't mean anything more than that. But you may have various types of disease. So that particular type they'll call diabetes. Now if you're going too slow, that's called hypoglycemia. Hypo meaning slow. Then you can always tell them, without even measuring them or looking at them, the way they act. You can always tell a person if they're hyper. They're always like a peacock walking around. And you can always tell if they're hypo, they're like a turtle dragging their feet. So that's basically what you're looking at in terms of healing and health. But the doctor doesn't like to put it in that simple way because there's no money in it.
Adano, is there anything that in solar nutrition that would help maybe cut down the effect that the sun rays have on the skin out here? We only have an extraordinary amount of sun here. And it's an area of the country where cancers of the skin and problems that they say are caused by just so much sunlight. Is there anything that you can eat that will affect that?
Well, let's look at some facts. What is it that the sunlight affects in the skin?
It's
the pigment.
Violet rays
The pigment is what you call melanin.
Right.
Now, how many people in this part of the world love rock art?
Like what?
Love rock arts. Not too many, right?
I love my own. No.
I don't know. People who live in hot climates don't like rock arts.
Okay. is that?
That's the melanin.
I see.
Because the melanin is what stabilizes the body to infrared light. So the raw carrot juice, and you drink it, and that stabilizes the melanin.
What
so they go out in the sun to get suntan because their skin is too light, meaning the melanin is too light in them. And so they're going to cook it by the rays of the sun to get brown. Whereas if you put the melanin in the body, you need very little sunlight to burn the skin.
Take a lot of it, or like a glass?
No,
of
you should
or?
Be drinking at least an 8-ounce glass of carrot juice as a natural nutrient for your body at the evening time. That's a normal requirement to be healthy.
You also follow the basic rules of nutrition. A little bit of anything is medicinal, so a little bit of sunlight is good, but too much is good again. Principle is 10% of the day is best.
Pretty hard
to
hide from it out here, though, you know, depending on what you do. So
mm-hmm.
some people are out in it more than they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, if you're out in the sun long and you're exposed to it, you need your carrot juice and you need your vitamin A. And you do need certain oils to rub in the skin to insulate it from it burning.
So the sunscreen, the stuff that people say would work would be advisable.
Yeah.
But
any time your skin is exposed to the sun, it becomes alkaline. So that tells you automatically what you have to put on your skin. Hmm? Yeah, so the cheapest acid is what?
Milk.
Hmm? Hmm? Vinegar. It's very cheap. It don't cost you much. Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, that's better than the skin.
But the skin absorbs it and the smell dissipates.
The skin is like a film in a camera. And when you open the lens to allow the light to pass through, what would the film do if the lens is in line, is lined up with an object? Hmm? You do photography, you take pictures. Now, we're looking at the basic function. When you open the lens of the camera, the film is inside, and the light passes through the lens, and it's lined up with some kind of a geometry. What would the light do to the film now?
You're exposing to a negative effect.
Good. That's exactly what you're doing to your skin when you leave it in a alkaline state. Now, if you want to take that film out and develop it, you'd have to soak it in a solution called what? Developer? Mm-hmm. Nice fancy name for
acid.
White vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
It's only an acid made from corn.
Mm-hmm.
So you rub your skin. So the Indian native who lived here, what was he eating before the Columbus came here?
Corn.
Corn. He didn't have no problem. And he used a beer, what? Grease. Well, we have coconut we can use now. So rub coconut with your apple cider vinegar and you don't have a problem. There was no cancer among the American Indian on his skin. He lived here all the time. The Spaniards call it arid zone. That's what they call it. Dried up zone. But, you know, if you apply it to the skin, you stay outside.
Will the litmus paper tell you the degree that your skin is at too? It tells you all of your alkaline acid balance?
No, it won't tell you for the outside.
It won't.
No, not for the outside.
So
inside.
You just do preventive maintenance.
Okay. Right. But the skin outside would get alkaline more than getting acid. And so the apple cider vinegar or corn vinegar, which is the one they use mostly to develop it, or you use corn, eat corn, it insulates the skin.
Mm.
See, the silicon in the corn is what insulates you against the and the burning. But then if you combine it with the apple cider vinegar or the vinegar and just rub it in the skin, then the skin wouldn't subject it. And then if you cooperate that with the carrot juice for the melanin, you don't have a problem.
What stage did you eat the corn?
Brown,
the kernels, fresh?
No, your highest percentage of silicon is when it's ripe, not when it's green. You don't get the highest silicon then, because it has to mature to the heat. So a corn that has gone to this full stage of ripening, you get more silicon in the body then. But a green corn wouldn't do that. The green corn is too young. It has to come to the stage where it's firm. And then you make a corn meal. That's why your blue corn is so good today. You eat blue corn?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best for the skin.
How about
corn oil? Corn oil, yes. Very good. So in the morning you can rub coconut oil with the vinegar. In the middle of the day you can rub corn oil with the vinegar. Combine the two and you got your lubricant. The only problem with our society is it smells. Who cares if it smells if you're going to stay healthy? You always can put some kind of a deodorant or fragrance, then so take flour and squeeze a flour into it. Take a rose and squeeze it in. The idea is to get it on the skin to preserve from burning. Don't worry about the smell. You can always improve on the smell. The idea is to, but you don't need it at night because there's no problem at night. You need it mostly in the daytime.
Is there lactic acid in cottage cheese and all dairy products, or just the milk?
No, lactic acid is in all dairy products except the cream that makes the butter. It will be in the milk that makes the cheese. But it's not in the cream. The lactic acid is not there.
So,
but your body produces lactic acid, and that's the problem. So the two combine to make mucus. That's why the body doesn't have the rennet to break it down after a certain age. Your body phases out. The cow milk was only designed by nature to supplement the mother's milk. But if the mother has nursed the child up to 3 years, it really don't need any milk products because the body itself produces lactic acid. So what you want out of the reason why they eat a lot of dairy products is for the calcium. Now they're finding out that the calcium minus lactic acid is better than calcium with lactic acid. And so the cashew nuts have calcium, and your corn has calcium. Your sesame and sunflower seeds, your pumpkin seeds have all calcium. And if you want to use the goat cheese, which is feta, it has calcium, but has that milk is not acid, it's alkaline. At nighttime you have your sardines, your potato, and your peanut, and so they don't have lactic acid. But the milk primarily was because of children, and the Dairy Association was trying to promote it a lot, but we're finding it creates too much mucus in the body. When you hear of people living long and drinking their milk, like Mahatma Gandhi and all these fellows, and yogurt, when you inquire closely, you find out that none of these fellows ever drank cow milk. It was goat milk they were drinking. And the yogurt was made from goat milk. It wasn't made from cow milk. So there is no evidence that you take the yak or water buffalo, the milk is alkaline. It's not acid like a cow milk. And a goat's milk is alkaline. Human milk is alkaline. The donkey's milk is alkaline. So Cleopatra beat herself and drank the milk at the same time. And the buffalo milk is, or bison, that milk is alkaline. But these are, only the cow's milk is acid. It's not a practical milk for the body, because it builds up in its mucus. But the problem is this, none of the creatures that we mentioned, or animals that we mentioned, can produce large quantity to compensate for keeping them for the public. The only animal that gives a large quantity and compensates for...
...go home. And a doctor who's a friend of mine did the research in the last 5 years, and he did it on guinea pigs. And every guinea pig was successfully healed when he gave the injection. When it went to human beings, 80% of the human beings were healing and going home, and then 20% were dying. Then you have to stop the program, and you have to go back and look at the death certificate. And what was significant in the death certificate was those that got the injection before midday were the ones that lived, went home and were well. Those who got the injection after midday were the ones that died from pneumonia next morning. So that was his first real breakthrough in chronobiology, where the implant of a medicine coming from a trace mineral, and 4 or 5 herbs are involved in those trace minerals that you can actually put in your diet to insulate you against uterine cancer. But very few people eat those herbs. And if you were to recommend it to them in their diet, they'd turn up their nose. But they'll pay for the injection because they already got the problem.
What are the herbs?
Golden seal. You ever use golden seal? How you like it?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a good expression of it. Yeah. Now you know another one that's just as bitter like that. Think. Golden seed is very bitter. Maybe another one that you think is very bitter.
Chaparral.
Chaparral. Good. You're getting smart. You got 2 now. You got to go 3 more. You can stop at the third one because it's an odd number. And I'll let you pick the third one so you don't have to go all the way up to the 5.
Unicorn is terrible too.
Unicorn,
would that be an icon?
Mm-hmm. You use the leaf of the unicorn plant.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very bitter too.
It's all bitter.
They're all bitter. Yes, they're all bitter. Mm-hmm. You see, sweet ones, what is that, nursery rhyme? Little boys are made of sugar and spice, and all the girls are made from bricks and rice.
No,
react to the yeast infection. And your salt and sour and bitter, these are the actual foods that blocks it. That the men, they quicker pick up a lemon and suck at it than a woman. Something sour or bitter would quicker go in the mouth of a man. And that's why they turn and say, oh, you're sour off. You know? He's like a nugget of lemon. But these foods or herbs have their particular function in the chemistry of the body. And chaparral, golden seal, they're very, very bitter. Even bitter melon is bitter. Your lemongrass is bitter. So bitter herbs is what the Gentiles use on Passover night. Oh, Jews. For the the night of the Passover, what did Moses give these people?
Unleavened bread,
that you call tortilla today.
Horseradish.
Very strong and hot, huh? Right? And what is a bit of a nub? Do you have other bitter herbs you had? No, they haven't. They're usual. Besides horseradish, we don't use it now because many of the young Jewish people are phased off from it, but they keep the horseradish because it's hot and pungent. But they used to use the parsley. And that's a bitter herb. It comes on the grouping of bitter herbs. So if you take five now, you got chamomile, golden seal, chaparral, you can take parsley. These are all bitter. Lemongrass, that's bitter. And then you can throw on top of that capsicum or burnt pepper, cayenne pepper.
What about black coffee fruit?
Like, that's all bitter. So herbology is mostly for sour, bitter, hot, to phase down sweet. And most of the illnesses are triggered by sweet.
Yeah, and in Navajo we learned, they say that white man's medicine is sweet on the outside and bitter in the inside, and our medicine is bitter on the outside and sweet in the inside.
Well, there's a fact to that. But you see, the thing is this, when you look at it in terms of acid alkaline, then the white man's medicine is what now?
Acid.
On the outside or on the inside?
Inside.
Repeat what you just said. White man's
medicine is
bitter.
Well, no, white man's is sweet on the outside.
Sweet on the outside and
bitter
on
the
inside. This, now, what are you saying in terms of acid alkaline? So it makes you more what? Alkaline, right? So when you're too alkaline, then you have the cancer condition.
Yeah, saving.
No, the Indian man's medicine is what?
Bitter
on
the
outside and sweet on the inside. That's acid. Now, your body is supposed to be 80% alkaline and 20% acid. If you want to be normal, the chances are the bulk of society are B and O type. In this room, if you were to take a survey of the blood type, you will find B and O are more than the A and the AB. and the B and the O have a tendency to be very alkaline. The A and the AB, they have a tendency to be acid.
So cancer is caused by a too alkaline condition? I'm not clear then. You said that you took the carrot juice.
Yeah.
Which is?
Double alkaline.
Double alkaline.
So what am I doing?
Thief to catch a thief.
That's right. Now you understand the homeopathic medicine.
Oh, good.
Allopathic medicine, they go together.
But
they get radiation.
Cancer can go either way.
Allopathic medicine, they get the view is something that's radiation. That would be an acid reaction. But homeopathic medicine is using the same thing to freeze up. If you take carrot juice, 8 ounces on the hour for 15 hours straight for 28 days, all your friends gonna say to you, you look like a carrot, you smell like a carrot, and you look like a carrot. But then if you keep it up for the next 28 days, that's 2 full moons, you look so beautiful and natural, and then you can go take a test. But then you don't have the symptoms. But the process is very, very nerve-wracking because most people can't pick it up. But it takes that particular process to do it.
Maybe 12 carats for the ounce?
Nothing
else.
Two. Well, you see, once you have the problem and you find out the particular remedy, you have to make up in your mind which is more important, to live or to die. Now, I can't talk about it. I have to live it. So what I'm talking about is something that I have gone through for 56 days in my own life. So I know it works, but it's to go through it. A million deaths will go wrong in your head before you attempt one 24-hour day to drink carrot juice.
Mm-hmm.
After the first 2 glasses, you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can go 15 hours straight, you know, if you're really working with all your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when I was told I had it, is that the time I got angry with myself. I said, if the man who abuses his body and the one who abstains both have the same disease, then I am very stupid. I abstain from all the things that are supposed to keep me healthy, only to find out I have the disease that is caused by abusing the body. Then I realize how stupid these techniques are. The extreme of either method, or any method for that matter, the 2 extremes are not valid as far as the human body is concerned. But in those days, I did not know my blood type. I had to find out after. The body does not operate on the 2 extremes of total abstinence or total overindulgence. It operates in the middle. So you're definitely designed to be 80% of the time alkaline, 20% of the time acid. If you can be 100% acid, neither 100% alkaline, you'll get cancer. And that's the disease without cause. The body will show up with it. But it's an agonizing situation to go through, and then you have to review your whole thought process to come to grips with it. Them. I don't say it's an easy method. It takes a lot of, it's like trying to, I don't know, you, there was a girl that came here, and a few of you have met her in Flagstaff. She did the fire walk. And she called me on the phone and she said, can I really walk 4 or 5 with my bare feet? I said, it's all in your mind if you want to go trip or panic. You know, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
Vicky Fabry. She went to the program and went through the process a couple hours before the program began, going through in her mind. Till finally, in the moment to walk across the burning embers, she decided to walk across. She walked both sides and back into the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Then she called me the phone. I did it. I said, yeah, you can do it as long as you're willing to face yourself. Now willing to face yourself, I'm going to do it. And that's what healing is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, as I said, to live the spoken word. And challenge of agony is the toughest road. And if you look back at all the pains that you've gone through, to be where you are right now, it could be worse. Huh? And you survive, so that tells you you're pretty tough. Don't sell yourself short. Now, is sugar good for anything at all?
Probably.
Hmm? The most diseases you get from sugar would not kind of turn your mind from it after you see how much diseases you get from sugar? Yes. Sugar cures a certain illness, and sugar will prevent a certain problem. Suppose you burn your hand, what would you put on it right away to heal it fast to prevent it?
Ice.
A burn? You get a third degree burn, or a first degree burn, or any kind of burn for that matter. What would you put in it?
Sugar.
Yeah, good old fashioned sugar. You just throw it on top of it. Or honey.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not get gangrene or anything. In fact, you'll heal so fast, it'll amaze you. No. And you can go looking for all the different things for a cure. Take care of the burn, and it will never do the job as fast as a good old fashioned white sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a problem in urinating, you can't urinate, one teaspoon of good old-fashioned white sugar will heal you. But don't expect anything more than that. That's all it's for, to help you to urinate. Now, if you take more white sugar, and you already normal urination, then you'll get diabetes. See, if you're normal, you don't need the white sugar. But if you're abnormal, you can't urinate. And then you're bloating, you take the white sugar, and it dilates the kidneys and flush you out. That's how white sugar was discovered by the British. When they saw it in India, when they arrived there, the Indian doctors were using it for dilated kidneys and dilated bladder, because the people were suffering from dehydration, and then they tried to put in a lot of liquid, and then it locked down. They couldn't urinate. The temperature of India was so hot. And they tried many ways to correct the problem. And they didn't have refined sugar as we have it today. The sugar they had was plain, good brown sugar from the cane syrup. But then that contributed to diabetes conditions, too much of it. So when they first went through their method of refining it as a therapy, it was applied to people who had a problem with their kidneys and blood, and then they got cured. But then the British saw it, and they wanted to compete with the European, the Dutch East Indies, with their white sugar made from beets. So beet sugar is white, cane sugar is brown. And you can't send up to Queen Victoria, because after all, Her Royal Highness is not going to touch that mucky looking brown thing. She wants something nice and white. So the European countries would all have sent a little container of the white sugar made from beet. And she is glad to finance all the early colony researchers to go look for something to compete with it. And they found the sugar cane. They were only making brown sugar. Until somebody found a way to take the brown out of it, and that was in India, and they saw it being used for therapy. Then they began to go into a large scale production. Then the colonies, which is America, began the whole program of trying to raise the cane and then take the brown out to get the white sugar to package it. So the first was in granules and not in little cubes. But that was to compete and phase down beet sugar that is white. And it's comedy, beet is red.
Mm-hmm.
And you process it out, the sugar comes out white.
Mm.
It makes itself a strange blood.
And sugar cane is white. And sugar cane is white.
No, cane sugar is brown,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be.
No, I'm sorry.
It has
the
to
cane.
Be deactivated to take it, take the brown out and become white.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they call refining.
You mean the stalk. You mean the stalk of it.
No.
The plant. Mm-hmm.
The sugar cane is
Cane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's white inside, but
yeah.
But when you take that syrup from
mm-hmm.
the juice, it'll turn
brown
as soon as you want to get the sugar. It'll never come white. You have to refine it.
Mm-hmm.
I work with it too much as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Besides diabetes and yeast infection, what else does sugar do to your body?
Yeah.
In terms of disease.
It throws the blood off. Yes, the blood pressure goes up. Also, it will decompose the calcium in the feet. And also, it will cause bone deterioration. Right now they're thinking it's contributing to AIDS, because the immunity of the body is dropping down whenever you put in lots of sugar in the bloodstream. So it may have some contribution to that. That makes the body weak. So when you get infected with it, it can't cope. So far they don't have found any more that sugar will do to the body. But it does affect the teeth, the calcium. It will affect the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And it will affect the pancreas.
That's both beet sugar and cane sugar.
No. Excessive amount of white sugar, not brown sugar. Beet sugar is not in the same category. Beet sugar is naturally natural white. You don't refine beet sugar to make it white. When it comes out of the plant and into a sugar state, it is naturally white.
What brand
is featured in it?
You know, well, you have to look on the
circles.
But beet sugar is actually white when it's made from the beet. It doesn't come out red and that's called brown. It comes out white. That's why they don't have anything to refine it. It's the natural sugar of the fruit, of the vegetable. That's the natural color. It's white. But cane is brown. And they had to refine the brown to make it white to compete with the beet sugar. But it's cheaper to refine brown sugar to compete with beet sugar simply because the volume of return is greater. You have 1 acre of beets giving you, say, 1,000 pounds of white sugar. And you take 1 acre of cane, you may have 15,000 pounds of white sugar at the end of the program. Because it's cheaper for them to go and refine the syrup and get the white sugar out of it, and the volume is greater in comparison. The other one is naturally white. They don't have a single thing to do. But they have found out they can get the volume up as they can get out of the cane and refine it and still come out where it has the white sugar. So the European market died off. The Dutch East India Company died off. They couldn't compete with them. But then as people became more and more interested in their health and wanted to get away from actual white sugar made from cane, they went back to the beet sugar. And they went back to the beet wine and the beet vodka. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect at nighttime. If you want to put it in your cake and pastry, beet sugar is nighttime, cane sugar is the middle of the day. And what sugar you use in the morning, though?
Maple syrup.
Syrup, good. See how nature provides you sweet tooth? But in its own category, its own naturalness, and don't refine it, and it's valid. The maple syrup in the morning is valid right off. The body was designed to handle that naturalness of the sugar. It's not designed to handle it in a refined state unless it's sick. Now, the sugar cane is the same. In the middle of the day, you drink the juice. It's ideal for the body, for the heart, and for the small intestine and the bladder, the kidney. If you refine it, it's only for over-dilated bladder, kidney, can't even eat. Now, the beet sugar is naturally white. You don't have a single thing to do with it. It's perfect for nighttime. Or you can go and take the maguey cactus and get the honey from it. And that's a nighttime thing.
Now, what's the idea that there's an energy boost from sugar that, you know, a very quick one? So if you have an intake of sugar, there's a boost of energy. What's the
boost? Well, ask yourself, what is the energy in your body that needs a boost? See, these are wonderful statements, but when you get down to the actual physics, you find out how phony the thing is. What keeps you alive?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. What organs are synchronized with the breath?
Lungs.
Good.
And heart.
And the blood.
So the lungs, the blood, and the heart. Now, in order to be functional so you don't get tired, another organ is involved to regulate the flow of the sugar in the blood to the organ in order for the limbs to move on time. It's called the spleen or the pancreas. It's like a little regulator. And that sugar that is going through only has one name. It's called glycogen or glucose. Mm-hmm. Then other forms of sugar come into the body as a supplement to do what to the glucose?
Increase it.
Well, we say increase, but it only sustains the flow of the glucose on time, so it doesn't run out. Now, if you're not breathing on time, your glucose is going to go off, number one. I mean, if you're putting in all the other sugars, they're not gonna run in time. So that was the first real problem. I had a patient years ago. She used to work for the federal government. And one day she fell down and blacked out. They put her in hospital and had all the doctors there in Houston checking her. The first 4 hours when they checked her, she was totally deficient in minerals. The second 4 hours, she had too much minerals in her blood. Yet they didn't give her a single thing through her mouth or intravenous. And the third 4 hours, she was very deficient of minerals. Now 12 hours are gone, and they got 3 readings. 2 deficient, 1 over. The next 4 hours, she was totally over. Now this observation was made the first day. By that time, all over the country, the experts are called in. She's a federal employee. That was the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday. By that time, this reading was every 4 hours too much, every 4 hours not enough. On this Saturday, they had concluded there is no way they can stabilize this situation and they can't give her any kind of a declaration as to the type of disease she has. She was told to go home and die. Call your nearest of kin, take you home. Doctors could not write out anything to even get up a compensation for the government. They couldn't identify why this body would every 4 hours go up, go down, go up, go down, go up, go down, go up, go down. And that's the shift. And her body, when it was up, reading very high, and when they dropped back to the next person, like a log. When they brought her, and the friend who brought her, he knew me, he called me before and he said, I got a problem. I said, what kind of? He said, I got a friend who's been thrown out to die and I don't know what to do. Can I bring her over to your place? I know you work at all kinds of therapies. I said, bring her if you can, I don't promise you anything. So he brought her, he pulled out of this truck and drag her into the door. you know my clinic how it looks like, you come to the door, they drop you off right there. You ain't going any further than the front door, right? So we left her there and we pulled her from there to the back room. By the time we didn't have no colon machine, we were just building them. And we pulled her into the back room and I had a big, huge pyramid. And I put her under the pyramid and I said to her one thing, I said, her name was Jenny. Said, Jenny, I can't heal you. And I don't promise you anything, but I tell you one thing. So whatever it's worth to you, and this is what I can tell you. Losers can't be born. The sperm that's got to be home is a winner. Take it for what it's worth. That's all I can tell you. And I let her lie down under the pyramid. I couldn't work on her because I don't know what the cause of the problem is. But I just told her that statement. In a matter of few minutes, she opened her eyes and she started, I'm a winner. Well, that's what you call mantra. Remember last night we were talking about mantra? Everybody wants a mantra? For me, it's the best mantra going in the whole universe. Mm-hmm. I'm a winner. So she kept repeating it over and over, lifted herself off the ground and headed to the bathroom on her own steam. Flopped over the car, put her back there, but she didn't stop repeating I'm a winner. Her body started to normalize, she started to feed her. She gave what we call solar eating. Fruits and nuts in the morning, vegetables above the ground in the middle of the day, and vegetables under the ground at night. And we fed her for 7 days like that. No. She couldn't get bowel movement. But yet we were just in setting up our equipment for cleaning the colon out. And then when we got on the machine and started cleaning her colon, and the dead stuff that was coming out of her tummy. And she saw it after a while. She said, I know what that color is. That's medicine I drank when I was 4 years of age. My mother gave me to her for Bob. It didn't cover it. It stuck in there. She identified a lot of the poison feeling. She got well, and she used to bake because she couldn't go back to work. There's no way the government wouldn't accept her back because she's given up to die. To this day, she can't collect no insurance either because there's no way to write off her case. She's put into what you call a lost file. So she stayed at the clinic and she baked. I gave her things to do for solar, do solar baking. And she began to experiment and put a lot of baking stuff in there. And then she took a trip to India. A friend provided the funds to go to India. She went to India. And she was the only one in the group that didn't get a diarrhea complex or syndrome. All the rest got from wherever they came. All I told her, she got there, find the local alcohol and drink it. A little in any location. She did it all the way through India and came back. And then she came back in America.
So she got it.
She gets it. I said, oh, you stupid thing, why did you drink some Jim Beam when you came back here? And then she drank the Jim Beam and she was all right. And then she went off to England with some friends to do study. Go to keep working, going to school. As I say, food, food.
And we'd like you to stand up.
Everybody get in a circle.
We'd like to put him inside the circle.
And we're going to do what's called.
Oh, good.
And we'll tell everybody what it is. Pop. What we're going to do is the song of this love is like picture of the cosmic love. And to do this, we're going to shower him with our cosmic love. We're going to get him in the center. No, he's
one big
sir.
Serve us.
Serve us.
Serve us.
Serve us.
friends that make the world go round. It's friends, it's friends, it's friends that make the world go round. It's friends, 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 friends. It's love, it's love, it's love that makes the world go round. It's love, it's love, it's love that makes the world go round. It's love, 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 love.
Why don't all of his traveling companions get in there with
her? Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Martin. Come on, John.
Solar 1 and 2.